Zak the Helga Mishnah Vayter, Misha Hayu Miksas Bon of Temein or Miksas of Tarim. We're up to Perik Beis Mishnah Yud. Here we have an interesting situation. There's a man in Yerushalayim, he has a jug of wine. Some of his sons are Tame, some of his sons are Tar. He'd like for all of them to have a Lechayim together and drink together. He would also like them to drink Maaser Sheni wine, but only the Taradika sons can drink Maaser Sheni wine. One who's Tame can't. So the wine, right now, is Chulin wine. But he has a coin of Maaser Sheni. So he wants to transfer the Kiddusha of the coin onto the wine that the Taradika sons are going to drink. But not the Tamadika sons, because they can't drink Maaser Sheni. Could this be done? And the answer is, if you know what you're doing, it can. Let's see our Mishnah inside. Once again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Yod. Mishayu Miksas Banav Tmeyin, if some of his sons were Tamei. Umiksasav Tahaydim, and some of his sons were Tahar. And he wants them to drink together from one jug of wine. And he wants the Taradika sons to be able to drink Maaser Sheni wine. And he has a coin of Maaser Sheni that he can transfer the Kiddusha from the coin onto the wine. How does he do it? Zakt de Mishnah. Meniach HaSaseli puts down the coin for Omer and he says as follows. Now he has to say it exactly this way. Masha Tahoyrim Shoysim, on what the Taradika sons are going to drink, Sela Zu Michalel Esalav, the Kiddusha from this Sela should go onto that wine, so that my Taradika sons will be drinking my Sersheni wine. Even though he's making the statement now, but this statement is carefully designed to make sure that the Kiddusha of Maaser Sheni is not chal on any wine until the Taradika sons drink it. Then we know which wine has the Maaser Sheni wine. When the Taradika sons are going to drink their wine, we're now going to know that when he made the statement, the Kiddusha of the coin went on to that wine that the Taradika sons would drink. Now he has to say this right. If he doesn't learn the Mishnah properly, and the Rishonim, and the Achronim, and the Paiskim, if he doesn't go to a Rav to ask sure he should do this right, he can really mess this up. How? Suppose he says like this. Suppose he only listened to this Mishnah with a half a ear. And he says, no problem. So the Kiddusha of the coin should go, let me make a cheshbon here. I have two loig of wine in this jug. My Taradika's sons will probably drink only one loig. And the Tamadika's sons will have the other loig. Okay, so one loig of this jug, that's what the Kiddusha of the Maaser Sheni coin should go on. So very good. So I have one loig of Maaser Sheni, one loig that's not Maaser Sheni, and my Taradika sons will drink one loig, and my Tamadika sons the other loig. Sorry. Your Tamadika sons won't be able to drink anything. Because by you saying one loig has Maaser Sheni and the other loig doesn't, that means that the Maaser Sheni wine and the Chulin wine are all mixed together. Your Tamadika sons won't be able to drink anything from this. You have to say it the way the Mishnah told us to say it. Masha Tahorim Shaisim. What the Tahorim are going to drink? Right now, I don't want any Kiddusha of Maaser Sheni to be chal on the wine. But what my Taradika sons are going to drink, then we're going to know which wine is the Maaser Sheni wine, because that's the Maaser Sheni wine. And the rest is going to be the Chulin wine. If you do it that way, Taka, both your Tardik and Tamadika sons will be able to drink from the same jug. The only thing is, you have to be careful. If your Tamadika sons drink first, and they're Matama the wine, the Tardika sons won't be able to drink from it. So, Lechayer, the Tardika sons drink first, or the sons that are Tar can pour for the sons that are Tame. Then the Tamadika sons can drink first. And then, of course, it depends what type of Tumah they have, how that tumah would be transferred, but the best thing would be just for the Taradika sons to drink first.